Peter the Piccaninny. He has a name which can't be brought within the sphere of metre, but as he's Peter by report, I'll trot him out as Peter. I call him mine, but don't suppose that I'm his dad, O reader. My wife has got a Norman nose, she reads the tales of Ouida. I never loved a nigger belle, my tastes are too aesthetic. The perfume from a gin is, well, a rather strong emetic. But, seeing that my theme is Pete, this verse will be the neater if I keep on the proper beat and stick throughout to Peter. We picked him up, the Lord knows where. At noon we came across him, asleep beside a hunk of bear. His paunch was bulged with possum. La Stanza will not bear, I own, a pressure analytic, but Bard, whose weight is 14 stone, is apt to thump the critic. We asked the kid to give his name. He didn't seem too willing. The darkie played the darkie's game. We tipped him with a shilling. We tipped him with a shining bob. No Tommy Dodd, believe us. We didn't tumble to his job. Ah, why did Pete deceive us? I, being, as I've said, a bard, resolved at once to foster this mite whose length was just a yard, this portable impostor. This babe, I spoke in Wordsworth's tone, see Wordsworth's Lucy, neighbour. I'll make a darling of my own, and he'll repay my labour. He'll grow as gentle as a fawn, as quiet as the blossoms that beautify a land of lawn. He'll eat no more opossums. This child I to myself will take in a paternal manner. He will not swallow snake in future, or goanna. Will you reside with me, my dear? I asked in accents mellow. The nigger grinned from ear to ear and said, All right, old fella. And so my Pete was taken home, my pretty piccaninny, and not to speak of soap or comb, his cleansing cost a guinea. But hang expenses, I exclaimed, I'll give him education. A nigger's better when he's tamed, perhaps, than our Caucasian. Ethnologists are in the wrong about our sable brothers, and I intend to stop the song of Pickering and others. Alas, I didn't do it, though. Old Pickering's conclusions were to the point, as issues show, and mine were mere delusions. My inky pet was clothed and fed for months exceeding 40, but to the end, it must be said, his ways were very naughty. When told about the land of morn above this world of mammon, he'd shout with an emphatic scorn, Ah, gammon, gammon, gammon! He never lingered like the bard to sniff at rose expanding. Me like, he said, him cattle yard. Fine smell, de smell of branding. The soul of man, I tried to show, went up beyond our vision. You ever seen that fellow go? He asked in sheer derision. In short, it soon occurred to me, this kid of 6 or 7, who wouldn't learn his ABC, was hardly ripe for heaven. He never lost his appetite. He bigger grew and bigger, and proved, with every inch of height, a nigger is a nigger. And looking from this moment back, I have a strong persuasion that after all a finished black is not the clean Caucasian. Dear Peter from my threshold went one morning in the body. He dropped me to oblige a gent with spear and waddy. He shelled me for a boomerang. We never had a quarrel. And if a moral here doth hang, why let it hang, the moral. My mournful tale its course has run. My Pete, when last I spied him, was eating possum underdone. He had his gin beside him.